I have a friend in South Africa, and she has a dog, a puppy Labrador named Luca. And today she posted some photos from their first day of being quarantined. And he has so much energy. He's just insatiable. And I'm looking at him, at all the numerous photos in the beautiful surroundings of their home, which is close to the sea, but you can't walk to the sea anymore. And I feel through the photos that this energy that that puppy has is just, bursting out and surrounding Michelle, my friend, and she's unable to work on her book. And I'm looking at this Luca. He reminds me of someone. He reminds me of us. Of us being insatiable in finding the answer to the question, what shall we do now? In finding the new direction, in wanting to run into that direction, And it's so. Understandable, not always possible, and yet so desirable. We always want to know the answers. We always want to do things, to achieve stuff. And now we have to be. And that's kind of stressful. It's an enormous stress. I don't know if it's fortunate or unfortunate. What's the point of, discussing this? That's what it is. That's how I understand the situation nowadays, when people are lost because they don't see the direction. But yet they used to do something. And oh my, you can't enjoy the moment. If everyone is quarantined and the future is so unclear. No. And this Luca, he nails it down to simplest things. Just, seizing the day. Disturbing his humans, wanting some activity, just being himself, And when I look at their photos of Michelle and her husband and Luca, I feel they really managed to they do have it all, They do have it all. The honesty of being is what I love about this family. The mastery of using the verb to be is what I'm grateful for when I look at them. We miss this so much. I just recently realized that I used to want answers, and I used to want clarity. And I used to worry about the future a lot. But it's the first time in my life, for the first time in my life, I now try to make it one step at a time, or take one step at a time. And if I do that, I know I will make it. I do hope that the honesty and sincerity of my voice will reach out to you, you know, because these words are so trivial. We only have today, but do we ever realize what kind of quality of this day we're able to experience? You can do your morning stretching, your evening yoga, and your embroidery. That's what I did today. And you can tell yourself, it's not going to be an efficient day in terms of your work, in terms of the work that you do. Just because you feel that caring for yourself and your physical and your body is of priority. You go for a walk, you read less news, and you feel happier. I think that God is very happy when he sees his children mastering the art of being, not of constantly doing things on the list. Then tomorrow will come and you will wake up after a night of rest, recalling that yesterday was such a nice day, and planning your day ahead. Then you can receive an email, you can read an interesting article, you can have that inner feeling of, ah, it's time to do this and this. And you will do that. But this doing is not in today. This doing is not in today. I wish they would all reach to another dimension in love. In love. I wanted to say in life. Another dimension in life, which is not horizontal, but vertical. And when whichever spiritual tradition you'll take, the answer is there. You know, the ancient Chinese, they said, you have a big mama and big papa. The sky that's always there. And it's about opportunities, it's about options, it's about all those numerous options that you always have above your head. And Big Mama, the earth, that's your grounding. You can only feel that if you're in today, like Luca, and his humans must be tired by the end of the day. But hey, what a wonderful day it was. So let's master this being. Love you. I looked out of the window just now. It's chilly outside. There's a moon. And the first stars in the sky, finally. It's going to be a wonderful day. Tomorrow is going to be a wonderful day.